An early test of the Moravians' neutrality comes in the summer of 1776, when a militia general demands they send soldiers for a campaign against the Cherokees. At Baggy's request, the local militia commander talks him out of it, but some Moravians volunteer. On Sunday, November 24, an officer sets up at the tavern to pay area men for their service. 3 years later, about 150 horsemen and 30 foot infantry soldiers with three wagons pull into town on Friday, October 15, 1779. Apparently, they are regular Continental forces because they are joined by a small company of militia from Guilford in modern Greensboro and a few other Patriot militiamen. All these men and their horses had to be fed. They kept good order, cooking in the open place by the tavern in the heavy rain. Ironically, that is where the former Salem Tavern restaurant sits now, to the left. They ask for a worship service the next day, so at twilight, Brother Graf held a bright Singstund in which voices and instruments joined in harmony, and at the close, the New Testament benediction was sung back at the Gemeinhaus. After the Battle of King's Mountain in South Carolina, a Patriot victory in October 1780, about 300 prisoners and their guards arrive in Bethabara. Officers are allowed to visit Salem with guards. Among them is British Lieutenant Anthony Allaire. He had been allowed to ride here with Colonel Isaac Shelby by way of Shallow Ford, arriving on the 22nd. He writes in his diary that he went to meeting in the evening, highly entertained with the decency of those people and with their music. Salem contains about 20 houses and a place of worship. The people of this town are all mechanics and all stanch friends to government. By mechanics, he meant skilled workers and artisans, and by friends, he meant, mistakenly, loyalists. 3 weeks later, around 100 of the Tory prisoners from Bethabara, who had been released on condition of joining the Patriot Army, passed through on the way to Salisbury. Another example of how the Moravians served both sides happens Wednesday, November 10. Referring to Tory militia, the town diary records, "With them came about 20 English officers, and it looks as though they would remain here for some time. They were lodged in the tavern, to which came also a number of sick soldiers with their doctor. Those who could not be lodged in the tavern were placed in the large kitchen under Fritz's house, the two-story house you visited earlier." The diary writer was not yet aware the officers had escaped from Patriots in Bethabara 5 nights earlier. As the race to the Dan is unfolding to the south in 1781, around 4 p.m. on Sunday, February 4, about 170 Patriots from now Colonel Cleveland's Wilkes County Militia arrive on horseback. Their Captain Herndon first demanded brandy, which was furnished. Then he wanted meat and bread or flour, and the flour was supplied. Then he insisted on having meat, and some of that also was furnished. The militiamen insist there is powder in the town, and that it must be given to them. Captain William Lenore, who has seniority, arrives with more men and temporarily calms the soldiers down. However, the requisitions began again about 7 o'clock. In the tavern, many ate and drank as they pleased, and there they took 3 bundles of oats. The single brethren had to give them half an ox, 100 pounds of meal, and several gallons of brandy. The store furnished corn and salt. The pottery had to supply ware, and in addition, they took whatever came to hand. All these demands were made with threats, which sounded as though they sought an excuse to plunder the town. They finally left around 10 p.m. Salem having survived, mostly unscathed, the British march 6 days later turns out to be a bad thing. 4 days after that, the Moravians hear a rumor that the local Whig militia, Stokes County at the time, wants to punish Salem because the British did not plunder it as they had Bethania on the way here. Those Patriots assume that means Salem's residents are Tories. On Monday the 15th, 2 majors from the militia come to town by themselves, dine at the tavern, and are friendly. That same day, 200 Patriot soldiers from other counties pass through, and they and their horses are fed. By the next day, more of the Stokes militia begin coming into town. And several were very troublesome, among them 3 or 4 who forced their way into the Gemeinhaus and were driven out with the help of the officers. Then they undertook to enter Baggy's store to see what they could steal, but this was prevented. The Patriots also caused trouble here at the tavern by starting a fight and down at the Single Brothers' house. Several officers from other counties are in town, including Captain Joseph Graham. His detachment is passing through to join the Continental Army camped at Guilford Courthouse during the race to the dam. Graham's unit arrives around noon. Graham is asked to help and agrees to try, but too much is going on. The noise in town continued from morning to night. Much was taken without payment or receipt. A brother was stopped on the street. His coat was taken off his back and stolen. Hardly one house remained unrobbed. Brother Yarrell escaped their hands through the aid of the officers. Brother Baggy was twice saved from them when they had a pistol at his breast. It appeared they were trying to find proof of collusion with the British so they could destroy the town. Saturday, two or three of the band, having eaten and drunk all they desired, roamed through the town all night, frightening now this and now that family, making them empty chests and show their contents, saying they were looking for powder which the English had left here. Also, they asked about hard money, fine shirts, handkerchiefs, and the like. It was sufficiently clear what they really wanted, and much was stolen. They finally leave at 10 a.m. Sunday, after stealing some horses. Church service had to be canceled. Scroll down to Surprising Cabins, use its walking instructions, and click its audio clip.